And we're going to turn back now to NPR's Mara Liasson and Ron Elving. And also we're joined in the studio by Andy Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. Thanks for coming in, Andy.
Happy to be here.
Andy, let's start with you. What are you seeing from the exit polls today that gives some indication of how tonight's going to turn out?
Well, the Ohio exit polls are saying it's a very, very close race. It's patterned along the lines that we've seen in so many primaries between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Hillary's white voters are voting overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, 61-38. Blacks are voting 11-89 for Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton's doing pretty well among white men, where she's not done so well in many other places. In fact, she's winning white male voters by a goodly margin. What's really interesting about this, Melissa, is how the tide seems to have turned in her direction. People who decided in the last 3 days were breaking 55-44 for Hillary Clinton, and people who decided earlier in the past 3 days were voting about evenly for the two candidates.
Mara, let's bring you in here. We heard David Green talking about one of the things that the Clinton campaign thinks has turned things in their favor are, for one thing, the ads that they've been running, this red phone ringing in the middle of the night. Do you think that's been working to her advantage?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's funny. Clinton kind of went back to where she started from. She was always going to run a campaign as tough on national security, almost hawkish. And she ended up doing that after hesitating about that strategy for a very long time. But she did hammer him on that. And, you know, Ron Elving made the point earlier that she really used the Republican playbook against Obama. It was almost a preview of what you probably would see John McCain run, the kind of race he might run against Barack Obama. Inexperienced, attacking the press, the liberal media in the eyes of Republicans, and maybe now in Hillary Clinton too, not ready to pick up the red phone in the middle of the night. She ran a very, very tough campaign, essentially saying Obama is not as good on national security as John McCain. In other words, he can't go toe-to-toe with McCain in the fall. Clearly has worked for her. The question is, what kind of a reward in terms of delegates will she actually get at the end of the night?
And Ron, do you think we look at a result tonight, if Hillary Clinton does win in Ohio, and again, polls have closed except for one county that's still voting, still don't know what's happening in Texas, is this by any stretch Hillary Clinton as the comeback kid on March 4th?
Oh, I certainly think she will say so, and I think her campaign can make a plausible case that if they win in Ohio, even narrowly, and even if they did lose two-thirds of the margin they previously had in the state, I think she will certainly call it a victory. And if we see anything similar in Texas, and there are some indications that we will, surely she will call herself the comeback kid.
But let's get back to some bean counting here, Ron. The first place where the polls closed in Vermont, it looks like Barack Obama ran very strong, could pick up a net gain of 3, possibly as many as 5 delegates there. In Ohio, if we look at a win by Hillary Clinton, let's say she wins 52% of the vote, how many more delegates would she likely come away with from that state than
Obama? At 52-48, she would come away with 5.
Same
more
as Vermont.
Exactly. Now, this is hard, I know, for a lot of people to understand, because there are so many more delegates at stake in Ohio. And yet, the way proportionality works, it flattens the result. So she would only come away with 5 more delegates in Ohio, the same number he got more in Vermont. Now, if she wins by more, she gets more.
Okay, more to come. Thanks to you all. Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center, Mara Liasson, and Ron Elving.